grab a drink?
I don't have time.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
Today's News at Noon is sponsored by Williams Chiropractic, your partner in good health, and by Care and Rehab Boscobel, committed to providing an environment in which all people are treated with kindness, dignity, and respect, no matter the physical ailment or their mental condition. It is currently 57 degrees at 12 o'clock.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. Hurricane Milton's now a Category 5 storm. It's expected to make landfall late Wednesday or early Thursday in the Tampa area. Record storm surge is expected, and ABC meteorologist Kenton Jawicki says,
we need a new vocabulary for unprecedented, for never seen before, because it keeps happening. But that's what we're going to be talking about with this one all week.
And public safety officials urging people to heed evacuation orders. The FEMA administrator is going to leave North Carolina today for Florida. The agency says she'll continue to lead the response for Helene. Israel's marking the anniversary of the October 7th attacks. There are also ceremonies in the U.S. President Biden hosted a candle lighting at the White House. First day of the new term for the Supreme Court, and the justices upheld the decision that bans emergency abortions in Texas. And Chicago's mayor has appointed a new school board after the entire 7-member board resigned Friday in a control dispute. This is ABC News. It's back to the bargaining table for Boeing and the union that represents thousands of striking machinists. The nearly month-long strikes halted production of Boeing 777, 767, and the 737 MAX jet. Passengers are speaking out after a Frontier Airlines flight over the weekend appeared to catch fire in the air.
Flames spew from the Airbus 321 as it hits the tarmac.
We were just in shock. We're like, you see this on movies and shows, but you don't expect it to happen to you.
The pilot declaring an emergency after detecting smoke in the cockpit. The wheel melted, firefighters dousing the flames. Federal investigators sending the cockpit voice recorder and flight data to the NTSB lab in Washington, D.C. for evaluation.
That's ABC Zareen Shah. 197 people were on board the flight. They all evacuated safely. There were no injuries reported. I'm Brian Clark, ABC News.
Are you suffering from pain in your back or neck? Contact Williams Chiropractic in downtown Boscobel today. Don't turn your back on pain. Dr. Williams is an experienced local chiropractor and knows that every minute in your day is important. And you don't have time to live with pain. And most insurances are accepted. Call 608-375-5100 for Williams Chiropractic in Boscobel.
Hi, this is Michelle, Director of Nursing at Care and Rehab Boscobel. I understand the importance of quality care and resident satisfaction. And with our unique connection to the local hospital, we can offer specialty services without leaving the building.
This is Jessie, Social Services Director. If you have any questions related to short-term rehab or long-term care, call 375-6342.
This is Lana, the Administrator. If you're interested in a rewarding position, we would love to hear from you. Check us out on our Facebook page, Care and Rehab Boscobel, a family company.
Welcome to the News at Noon on WRCO FM 100.9 in Richland Center. The News at Noon brings you a look at local and area news, the vital statistics, the latest weather, and today's farm news and markets. This edition of the News at Noon is sponsored by WCCU Credit Union, Advanced Pump and Well Solutions, Gokenauer Insurance, PMI Windows, Simpsons Tractor, TC Auto Works, Stafford Funeral Home, Center Pharmacy, Allied Ready Mix, Reedsburg Area Medical Center, Foggy Bottom Woodworks, Benjamin Dahlberg Plumbing, Heating, and Electric, Advanced Contracting Solutions, The People's Community Bank, Court and Main Furniture and Mattress, and Southwest Technical College. And now, stay tuned for today's News at Noon.
Good afternoon. It is a sunny 58 degrees in Richland Center. Our forecast calls for partly sunny skies with a high of 65. Tonight, a few clouds early, then clear and chilly with a low of 38. Then tomorrow, nice again with mostly sunny skies and a high of 70. In Richland Center, We have northeasterly winds at 5 miles per hour, and after a low this morning of 30, it's 58 degrees.
New windows add value and comfort to your home. PMI Windows of Lone Rock knows windows. Windows is all they do. PMI will help you custom tailor premium vinyl windows for your home to maximize your heating and cooling savings while giving you the look, feel, and the function you desire. All with the industry's best lifetime, no-nonsense, transferable warranty. Call 583-7200 to schedule your free estimate from PMI Windows of Lone Rock.
A comfort in a time of need, Stafford Funeral Home. From our family to yours, compassion and dignity you'll find. Choices for you and your loved ones too. Planning means peace of mind. A comfort in a time of need, Stafford Funeral Home.
Hi, this is Kendra at Allied Ready Mix in Lancaster, Wisconsin. Allied Ready Mix is a local, family-owned business with plants located in Lancaster and Muscadet. We provide high-quality concrete for your commercial, agricultural, and residential needs in the surrounding area. Give us a call today at 608-723-3396 so we can provide the materials that you need for your project. Allied Ready Mix, where service and quality come together.
Like options that are clear and easy to understand. At WCCU Credit Union, our checking accounts are both straightforward and affordable. No gimmicks. Choose from either Freedom or Awards Checking. Both have no minimum balance requirements and no monthly service fees. The Awards Checking earns an exceptional dividend rate for using direct deposit, debit cards, and e-statements. Freedom Checking offers all the same conveniences, but you're not required to use them. For more information or to open your account, visit us online at our new web address, wccu.coop, or stop by any of our WCCU offices. WCCU is federally insured by NCUA.
Helping you build a better life, WCCU Credit Union, feels so right.
Good afternoon. It is 58 degrees in Richland Center at 1208. For WRCO News, I'm Joanne Krulatz. President Joe Biden is back in Wisconsin tomorrow. Biden is holding a White House event in Milwaukee focused on creating jobs to replace lead pipes. He'll follow that with a trip to the Philadelphia area to campaign for Pennsylvania Senator Bob Casey. Biden had delayed his travel due to Hurricane Helene response, the now-resolved East Coast longshoremen's strike, and Iran's attack on Israel. Donald Trump is making it quite clear how important Wisconsin is in the presidential race. The former president was there. The former president was here Sunday for the fourth time in 8 days as his campaign showers attention on a pivotal state where Republicans fret about his ability to match Democrats' enthusiasm and turnout machine. Trump rallied voters in Juneau in Dodge County, which he won in 2020 with 65% of the vote. Wisconsin is perennially tight in presidential elections, but it's gone for the Republicans just once in the past 40 years. That was in 2016 when Trump won the state. A win in November could make it impossible for Democrat Kamala Harris to take the White House. The International Association of Firefighters has declined to endorse Vice President Kamala Harris, meaning her trip to Michigan on Friday came without the national group's official backing. Harris and Donald Trump are trying to get the upper hand with working-class voters in the closing weeks of the presidential campaign. Harris visited a firehouse outside Detroit. Organized labor has been a bedrock of Democratic support, but Trump is eager to make inroads with unions in the election and visited Michigan Thursday. He appeared Friday in Georgia with Governor Brian Kemp and near a military base in North Carolina. Gwen Walls campaigns in Wisconsin this week. The wife of Democratic vice presidential nominee Minnesota Governor Tim Walls will make stops in Madison and Beloit. She'll address the contrast between former President Donald Trump and Vice President Kamala Harris on the issues of reproductive rights and improving conditions for working-class families. The visit will be her third to Wisconsin in recent weeks. The latest Marquette poll has Harris with a 4-point lead. The Marquette poll shows voter divisions are starker now than the last two election cycles. Harris polls better than Trump on personal character. Sharonda Orridge of Minneapolis says she's voting for Kamala Harris because she's concerned about preserving democracy.
It's closer to my vision than what I see for Donald Trump because he don't see people. He just see himself.
Donald Trump polls better than Kamala Harris on the most important issue to voters, which is the economy. Jane Gamez is a conservative from West Allis who says she plans to vote for Donald Trump.
I think that we jump to conclusions too soon on both sides that we're not willing to discuss.
46% of Wisconsin voters tell the Marquette poll they've stopped talking to some friends, family, and coworkers over politics. A new study finds Wisconsin election system is more secure than other swing states. The nonprofit political research group Informing Democracy finds guidance from the Wisconsin Elections Commission leaves little room for local clerks to deviate from how they can do their work. Sauk Prairie School District Superintendent Jeff Wright has announced he's running for State Superintendent of Public Instruction. Wright is the first person to challenge Underly, who's been in office since 2021 and announced her re-election campaign in September. Wright is a Democrat who ran for state assembly in the 51st district in 2018, but lost to Republican Todd Novak by just over 300 votes. Last month was one of the driest Septembers in Wisconsin since 1940. Climatologists say Wisconsin's total rainfall for the month was a little more than an inch. Most of Wisconsin's counties reported rainfall between 2 to 3 inches below normal. Forecasters blame an area of high pressure over the southwest and into the Pacific Ocean. A survivor of Hurricane Helene is in Wisconsin with family to not be a drain on resources for people who have nowhere else to go. Andrea Ducklow said while things are devastated in her little town of Spruce Pine, North Carolina, people are getting help.
There are supplies getting to people. They have different areas set up for people to get things they need.
She said the destruction is everywhere, but the spread of misinformation on social media is causing harm too.
Don't politicize our disaster. Because there's a lot of people missing. There's a lot of people that have died. And there's a lot of people that have lost everything.
If you would like to make a donation to help those affected by Hurricane Helene, a Help Families Affected by Hurricane Helene tab can be found at civicmedia.us. Gas prices fell 8.3 cents per gallon over last week. The average across the state today is $2.99. This is almost 8 cents lower than a month ago and 32 cents lower than this time last year. The price in Richland County averages $3.06. Patrick DeHaan with Gas Buddy warns that with an active hurricane season and unrest in the Middle East, gas prices could increase again. The chair of the Federal Trade Commission stopped in Madison to discuss the economy. Lena Kahn says the FTC is keeping an eye on what it calls surveillance pricing, where companies may be able to charge each person a different price based on what they know about you. Kahn says in food and agriculture, more markets are being controlled by fewer companies. Kahn was joined by Democratic U.S. Representative Mark Pocan and a Dane County business owner during the stop. Wisconsin Manufacturers and Commerce, the combined State Chamber of Commerce and Manufacturers Association, presented Representative Tony Kurtz with a Working for Wisconsin Award. Representative Kurtz was honored for his work during the most recent legislative session. The Working for Wisconsin Award recognizes legislators who supported specific pro-growth policies and earned a high rating on WMC's biennial legislative scorecard. The Working for Wisconsin Award is based on individual voting records, regardless of a legislator's partisan affiliation. Legislators who earn the award each session supported pro-growth policies and reforms aimed at improving the state's business climate. All Wisconsin legislators are considered for the award, but it is only earned by those who consistently vote to make of Wisconsin a better place to do business. Working for Wisconsin Award winners must receive at least a 70% rating on the WMC Legislative Scorecard. If you are adding or changing your Medicare or healthcare.gov coverage during open enrollment, watch out for unsolicited calls claiming to help you find the best deal. Unfortunately, scammers see this open enrollment period as a chance to trick people out of money and personal information. Open enrollment for Medicare runs from October 15th through December 7th for Medicare. Medicare Advantage open enrollment is from January 1st to March 31st, or within 3 months of getting Medicare. Healthcare.gov open enrollment begins November 1st. December 15th is the last day to enroll or change plans for coverage, starting January 1st, and January 15th is the last day to enroll for coverage, starting February 1st. Selecting a health insurance plan can be challenging and complex. Be on the lookout for common red flags. Be wary of anyone who contacts you out of the blue. Healthcare.gov and Medicare provide legitimate help for determining which plan is right for you. These people, sometimes called navigators or sisters, cannot charge for their support. If someone asks you for payment, it's a scam. You will also need to contact them on your own. They will not call you first. Be wary of free gifts and health screenings. Keep a healthy level of skepticism on any time a broker offers you free gifts or other special deals. Never sign up with a broker who offers you an expensive sign-up gift in exchange for providing your Medicare ID number or additional personally identifiable information. Other times, brokers offer free health screenings to weed out people who are less healthy. This technique is called cherry-picking and is against Medicare rules. Guard your government-issued numbers. Never offer your Medicare ID number, Social Security number, health plan info, or banking information to anyone you don't know. Go directly to official websites. If you want to make changes to your healthcare plan, go directly to Medicare.gov, healthcare.gov, or your employer's health insurance provider. Contact your employer directly. If you receive an unexpected email about benefits, policies, ask your employer about it before you click on anything to make sure it's legitimate. If you are unsure whether a call or offer is from Medicare or you gave your personal information to someone claiming to be with Medicare, call 1-800-MEDICARE to report it. If you suspect fraud when signing up for ACA coverage, go to healthcare.gov or call the Health Insurance Marketplace Call Center at 1-800-318-2596. The search for a new Madison school superintendent cost over $100,000. New Superintendent Joe Gothard was hired this year following a nationwide search. The Madison native is nationally recognized for his work as superintendent of St. Paul Public Schools in neighboring Minnesota. But the State Journal reports the district had to spend over $100,000 to find him between consultants, travel, and hotels. Gothard will be making just under $300,000 a year to lead the district. A higher-than-usual number of emergency calls from Camp Randall during this weekend's Badgers game. While the team trounced Purdue on a beautiful fall afternoon, paramedics and police were busy in the stands with 43 first aid calls and 26 total ejections from the stadium. There were 9 arrests, 7 for throwing objects, and 2 for underage drinking. 5 people were taken from the stadium by ambulance, and 2 were sent to detox. It's 61 sunny degrees in Richland Center at 12:19. City Utilities invites its customers to a cookout. That's next on WRCO's News at Noon.
cost is often a major consideration when evaluating college prospects. And with tuition rates continuing to rise, not to mention all the other expenses related to attendance, many would-be students are easily priced out of a university education. Southwest Tech offers the perfect solution. Tuition is about 45% less than in-state tuition at a four-year university. Tour Southwest Tech and see everything that it has to offer. With more than 60 programs to choose from at Southwest Tech, this is where you belong.
Attention auto mechanics. TC Auto Works in Richland Center is continuing to grow and they need you. They are hiring an automotive technician with 3 years of experience preferred and a strong work history. Enjoy highly competitive pay and a full-service automotive repair facility with a fun, low-stress, family-owned atmosphere. Along with competitive pay, you will be eligible for a large package of benefits including retirement plans, paid vacation, much, much more. Call 383-1700 or pick up an application at TC Autoworks, 1201 Highway 14 East, Richland Center.
Advanced Contracting Solutions, located in Richland Center, can handle your job. Commercial, residential plowing, skid steer, mini excavator work, retaining walls, patios, concrete work, egress windows, landscaping, and land clearing. Advanced Contracting Solutions' comprehensive array of landscaping and groundscaping services makes it a one-stop shop. They manage all property for any lawn care needs. Give Bailey a call today at 475-3973 to discuss your projects. Advanced Contracting Solutions' goal is to make your outside improvements a reality. Advanced Contracting Solutions, Richland Center. Call them at 608-475-3973.
Tired of your old, worn-down cabinetry and ready for a change? Building and need quality custom cabinets and millwork? Call or stop by Foggy Bottom Woodworks in Muscadet. You might be surprised at how competitive our prices are, even compared to the big box stores. Check out their work on Facebook at Foggy Bottom Woodworks LLC or visit us at 555 East Warehouse Street, Muscadet. Open Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. and Saturdays by appointment. Foggy Bottom Woodworks, where quality meets craftsmanship.
Hi, I'm Laura from the People's Community Bank in Richland Center. Our dedicated team is here to ensure that your banking experience is refreshingly simple. We've invested in the tools and technology necessary to enable you to do your banking on your terms. From agriculture and business loans to checking and savings accounts, we're sure to have the right banking solutions to fit your needs. That's what we call Simply Good Banking. Stop by to see us at any of our six area locations today. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
It's 61 degrees in Richland Center. WRCO News Time is 12:22. City Utilities of Richland Center will be hosting a customer appreciation cookout Wednesday at the Community Center in Richland Center. Fun and food will be featured at the event, as well as plenty of information. Scott Gald is manager of Richland Electric Utilities.
We'll have booths like we've had in the past from each department. City departments will be there. We'll be having some drawings, some guessing games for bill credits. You go around to the tables, get a stamp that you know you attended, and then you're going to be in for some gift cards too. And we've got a great meal planned for you for customers. So just encourage everybody to come out and see what we've got. I think it's our fourth annual. It's been very positive and growing every year. So just look forward to seeing our customers and asking any of the staff any questions they have.
A wide variety of staff members will be able to help answer any questions you may have.
It's anything within the utilities, right? You've got all the superintendents, all the line staff, the field staff there. So any questions that folks have, they can ask.
The booths will have representatives available, including Jim Schwingel from WPPI Energy, who will have great information to provide.
Hopefully something that's interesting to people, and that's basically, you know, how to get money, what the sources are. You know, the Inflation Reduction Act dollars are now becoming available, and I'm just going to answer questions about tax credits and those programs to help people with their homes as far as energy efficiency.
The City Utilities Customer Appreciation Cookout will be held Wednesday from 3:30 to 6:30 at the Community Center in Richland Center. You can find information about Richland Center City Utilities at cityutilitiesofrc.com. Richland County United Givers is looking for support in reaching their 2024 fundraising goal of $39,000. As local nonprofit, the Richland County United Givers mission is to raise funds for other nonprofit organizations serving the needs of the residents of the greater Richland County area. Jay Muller is a Richland County United Givers executive board member.
What's unique about United Givers is that there's 19 charities under one umbrella. Why don't I just cut one check that covers all the charities that are underneath United Givers? So it's kind of like a supermarket of charities. And the charities spend the majority of the money that we bring in for United Givers stays within our county, the majority of it. Sometimes, like in Muscatine EMS, those are may not be directly in the county, but they give Richland County mutual aid. And a lot of our organizations that we represent are synonymous and directly pointed towards this Richland County.
19 local nonprofit organizations are being supported this year by the Richland County United Givers, and new opportunities are being offered for residents and businesses to provide support.
We're going to start with doing a little pledging. And pledging is a pledge to donate some money to United Givers, which covers a lot of stuff. And the way you do that is you go to a friend or you go to your fellow worker and say, you know, that's a good organization. Oh, I'm going to pledge $20. And that starts a little snowball effect. And another thing we did this year, too, was that when we have a board that picks all the candidates that they have to put in an application, and what we do, we review all that. There's a special subcommittee that picks the people that put in applications, and then we review that. This year we did, and there's a few of these organizations we actually granted more money to because of their numbers going up and because of the good work that they do. And by making pledges and stuff, that makes us stronger so that we can catalyst into 2025. And you can actually mail us at Richland County United Givers at P.O. Box 228, or you can come online and donate through PayPal. Now, I'm not going to give you the www. Just Google it and you'll find us. But you'll notice that it says Richland County United Givers. That makes us synonymous to Richland County, as a lot of these organizations do.
The bulk of the money donated stays right in Richland County to help our local residents.
When you give that dollar, you're helping your neighbor. You're helping somebody that might be 80 years old that might be having a problem making ends meet due to circumstances. You're helping newborns get their formula, diapers and stuff. And it's just a kind of like a short-term thing until they get back on their feet. A lot of time, illness takes people out of the work area, an unexpected injury. It happens to everybody. So these charities are set up to help them along their way.
Donations to help the Richland County United Givers meet their 2024 fundraising goal of $39,000 can be done online at rcunitedgivers.org or mailed to Post Office Box 228, Richland Center, 53581. For more information, visit the Richland County United Givers website or email them at rcunitedgivers@yahoo.com. Boscobel Mobile Pack Home Team will be hosting a harvest dinner and auction this Saturday at the Boscobel Bowl and Banquet. There will be plenty of fundraising activities and a delicious meal will be served as well. Bruce Pitsley of Boscobel Mobile Pack Home Team is an organizer of the event.
We will be having a live auction, silent auction, a raffle, and we're also having a meal. And the meal will be smoked pulled pork sandwiches, cheesy potatoes, coleslaw, beans, and we're having dessert also. And we are asking $10 donation at the door, and we're just hoping to have a really nice turnout to help support the Boscobel Mobile Pack.
All auction items are donated. Boscobel Mobile Pack Home Team hosts auctions throughout the year to help raise funds.
We've had auctions in the past, and in February we do our pie auction, which is very well attended, and that's an excellent fundraiser. We've done fundraisers in October for several years, and this will be our fourth auction in the fall. We did two of them at the Farmers Market in Boscobel, and last year we did one at the Bowling Alley, and we're going to do that one again this year. It was very well attended last year. We had several really cool items to auction off. There was a lot of handcrafted wood items, quilts, electronics. Last year we had a person step up and donate over 70 brand new items, and that individual will be doing that again this year for this auction.
The $10 donation and other funds raised will help Mobile Pack provide meals for Feed My Starving Children.
Feed My Starving Children does not receive any government aid or any other aid. It's all donations and volunteers that drive this company. So that's why when a host team hosts a Mobile Pack in their community, they're responsible for raising money to pay for those ingredients that make up those Manipack meals.
The Boscobel Mobile Pack host team for Feed My Starving fundraiser event will be held Saturday at Boscobel Bowl and Banquet. It will start at 5 with an auction preview. For a $10 donation, you can enjoy a dinner at 6 and the auction will begin at 7. The silent auction closes before the live auction begins. Donations can be dropped off Thursday and Friday between 4 and 8. The Office of Business and Entrepreneurship, Greene County Development Corporation, Prosperity Southwest, and Black Hawk Technical College will host a small business clinic free to all participants Friday at Black Hawk Technical College's Monroe campus. This free event begins at 9 and is Choose Your Own Adventure for entrepreneurs. Come for the day or for a specific session. Participants can schedule 30-minute individual sessions with consultants to discuss starting a business, financials, marketing, taxes, revolving loan funds, international trade, or legal matters. The confidential free one-on-one appointments can be scheduled between 9 and 4. Consulting services will be available in Spanish from 11 to 4. In addition to the 30-minute appointments, participants may choose to attend lecture-style group sessions featuring general business law with UW-Madison's Law and Entrepreneurship Clinic, business taxes with the Department of Revenue, Marketing 101, funding your business with revolving loan funds, and international trade and opportunities for women in entrepreneurship. Stay for lunch and mingle with local organizations that support entrepreneurship in the region, meet fellow entrepreneurs, and learn about programs in the region that support small businesses. Local Southwest Wisconsin SBDC business consultant and state small business credit initiative specialist Nora Ruffenschmidt will be available for free and confidential small business consulting. Contact her at nora.ruffin-schmidt@business.wisconsin.edu. Register for the clinic to be held Friday by calling 608-716-9441. That's 716-9441. A tree that's traveled further than nearly any human in history has been planted in Dunn County. The Dunn County Historical Society was chosen by NASA to participate in their Moon Tree program, which saw the seedling for the tree travel around the moon and back before being given to the Historical Society. Officials from the Dunn County Historical Society say they were chosen because they'll be able to keep the tree alive and use it as an educational tool. The seedling they received was on NASA's Artemis 1 space launch. The winners of the Richland FFA Alumni Raffle have been announced. The grand prize winner of a 1940-era Alice Chalmers WC is Kirk Lair. The second prize, a $500 gift certificate to the Richland Locker, is Brian Dagg. And third prize of $250 cash goes to Harold Geis. The Richland FFA Alumni wishes to thank everyone who participated. It's 61 degrees in Richland Center, 27 minutes before 1 o'clock. Today's vital statistics are next.
Benjamin Dahlberg Plumbing, Heating, and Electric care about your complete home comfort. Benjamin Dahlberg Plumbing, Heating, and Electric provide outstanding care by offering Lennox products, recognized as the number one comfort company in North America. Benjamin Dahlberg Plumbing, Heating, and Electric has been keeping folks warm and cool for years, offering a superior product line of furnaces, air conditioners, and tankless water heaters. Benjamin Dahlberg Plumbing, Heating, and Electric. Call 608-604-5743.
Life is all about relationships. Shouldn't your insurance be too? At the Gokenauer Agency, they build business one relationship at a time. Finding an agent you know and trust can make all the difference when you have a question or claim. The Gokenauer Agency is your representative of Mount Morris Mutual Insurance Company, serving Richland Center and the surrounding area. Call the Gokenauer Agency today to experience fast, friendly service from its local staff. For Mount Morris Mutual Insurance Company, they'll be there when you need them the most. Gokenauer Insurance Agency, Richland Center.
Simpson's Tractor in Richland Center has been a Gale dealer for as long as most can remember, including the day when the first Gale skid loader arrived on the lot. Today, the next revolution of versatile Gale skid loaders is designed to meet the demanding needs of contractors, municipalities, landscapers, dairies, and agricultural operations. Get the full story on a work-saving, productivity-improving, dependable Gale skid loader at Simpson's Tractor in Richland Center. Be sure to ask about special incentives available to help put a Gale skid loader or mini backhoe to work for you today.
It's 25 minutes before 1 o'clock and 61 degrees in Richland Center. Today's vital statistics are sponsored by Krause Monument. Krause Monument Company designs and produces granite headstones, gravestones, grave markers, monuments, and memorials. Shirley May Eng, 92 of Richland Center, formerly of Five Points, died Wednesday at Schmidt Woodland Hills. Funeral services will be held Tuesday at 11 at the Five Points Lutheran Church, with burial to follow in the Five Points Cemetery. A live stream of the service can be viewed at the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service website. Friends may call at the Pratt Memorial Chapel in Richland Center today from 4 until 6. Friends may also call at the Five Points Lutheran Church tomorrow morning from 10 until the time of service at 11. Shirley Eng is survived by three children, Wanda and Jim Harper of Farmington, Minnesota, Philip and Linda Eng of Wilson, and Julie and Brian Knable of La Crosse. Five grandchildren, seven great-grandchildren, other family members, Ronald Gander, Phyllis Spangler, and Avis and Herb Peterson, many nieces and nephews, and special friend Marge Craig. Shirley May Eng, 92 of Richland Center, formerly of Five Points.
At Advanced Pump and Well Solutions, they're bringing the old with the new, like Oliver Tractors and Holton Trumpets united. Forget the old rusty notes. They're here to jazz up your water game. So if your well water is feeling a bit out of tune, call the water maestros at Advanced Pump and Well. Don't let your well be a solo act. Visit Advanced Pump and Well, where laughter and water flow freely.
Reedsburg Area Medical Center has again been selected as one of the best places to work by Modern Healthcare. This is Bob Van Matren, President and CEO. I'm proud to announce that Reedsburg Area Medical Center has received this prestigious national honor for the fourth time. This is a testament to the remarkable people who tirelessly work each and every day providing exceptional care and service. I'm thankful to every team member who contributes to the culture, which truly makes RAMC one of the best places to work. Reedsburg Area Medical Center, going beyond the expected in healthcare.
From October 9th to October 15th, Court & Main and A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet are offering 36 months of equal payments with no interest on qualified purchases when you use your Synchrony Home Card. For this limited time, make your purchase with affordable monthly installments over 3 years with no interest if paid in full within 36 months. Please note a 2% promotional charge will be applied by the credit card company. Subject to credit approval, minimum monthly payments required. Terms and conditions apply. See stores for details. A-Plus Furniture and Mattress and Court & Main.
Boscobel Pharmacy and Center Pharmacy are working hard to give you great service. The pharmacists and staff want you to feel good and to feel good about your pharmacy. You can trust Boscobel Pharmacy and Center Pharmacy, where local people who know and care about you are always willing to take the time to answer your questions. Experience the difference, safety, and convenience at Boscobel Pharmacy and the Center Pharmacy on Orange Street in Richland Center.
Anniversary wishes go out today to Cal and Julie Lewis, DJ and Teresa Adams, Tony and Shannon Baumkamp, Tim and Mandy Oman, and Brandon and Angelique Mott. Best wishes to all of you from Center Pharmacy and Boscobel Pharmacy.
WRCO weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
How's it going today? This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO with your weather updates. Well, we are having some more quiet weather across the upper Midwest, not only today, but really for the next 4 or 5 days, with generally high pressure in control causing any major fronts or storms to veer around us.
And with that, temperature is pretty well normal here for a few days. Chilly at night, mild afternoons, and then turning warmer late this week. We'll see that warmth with us probably through about Friday or Saturday, and then we'll see a pretty strong cold front come through Saturday night. That might bring us a few spotty showers out there Saturday night and Sunday, and some much cooler temperatures from Sunday into next week, with readings possibly staying in the 40s and 50s across a large chunk of the Midwest. So that'll definitely be different. In the meantime, get out there, make the most of this beautiful weather for the next several days. For the rest of today, partly sunny with highs in the mid-60s. Northwest wind turning southwest close to 5 miles per hour. Just a few clouds early tonight, then clear and chilly, low in the upper 30s. Tomorrow, nice again with mostly sunny skies. High near 70, the wind northwest at 5 to 10. On Wednesday, sunshine and mild conditions continue. Low 39, high 72. Thursday, mostly sunny and mild. Low 42, highs in the mid-70s. Friday, partly cloudy, unusually warm for mid-October. Low at 50 with a high of 81. Saturday, partly sunny and cooler. Lows in the upper 40s with a high of 66. That slight chance of a light rain shower Saturday night. And Sunday, variably cloudy and cool. Spotty light showers are possible. Lows in the upper 30s with a high near 57. Well, enjoy the nice afternoon out there. Partly sunny, highs in the mid-60s. I'm meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO.
Richland County Bank in downtown Richland Center takes pride in being a hometown independent bank. An independent bank is a locally owned bank that is not affiliated with a multi-bank holding company. All of an independent bank's funds flow in and out through the community in which it operates. Independent community banks are extremely knowledgeable about the market in their area. Richland County Bank's role as an independent community bank is to serve local people with an eye on the value of their contributions to the local community and to loan money to small businesses and startups. Independent community banks are a great asset to local business owners who have a chance to sit down and talk face-to-face about their plans, successes, and challenges with the very people who will make their loan decisions. Richland County Bank understands the value and importance of stable local businesses. If you want to partner with a bank that is focused on you and your community, call, click, or visit Richland County Bank. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
With a mix of clouds and sunshine, it's 60 degrees in Richland Center. After a high yesterday of 65, our low this morning was 30. Our high so far today, 62. The record high for this date, 85, set in 1993 and tied again in 2007. The record low, 21, was set in 2001. Last year's high was 55 with a low of 40. Sunset tonight will be at 6:32, with sunrise tomorrow at 7:07. Currently in Richland Center, we have north-northeast winds at 3 to 5 miles per hour. The barometer is at 30.17 and no precipitation to report. It's currently 60 degrees in Richland Center.
WRCO weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com. The Farm Journal Report with Daryl Anderson is sponsored by Burnham Lumber Company of Rui, providing agricultural, commercial, and residential buildings, materials, and equipment since 1954.
Consumers like the idea of regenerative agriculture when they know what it is. That's next on Farm to Fork. If you're ready to try a highly effective microbial soil inoculant, then Rizol from ProGrow Bio should be your first choice. Rizol offers multiple benefits, like enhanced biomass, bigger yields, and improved soil health. 100% organic and works with conventional or organic crops, and comes in a soluble dry form for easy handling and long shelf life. Search the web for R-H-I-Z-O-L from ProGrow Bio.
Hey there, it's Mike Rowe, and if you're out there getting dirty, do me a favor and remember to call or click 811 before you dig. And when I say dig, I refer to any activity requiring boring, tilling, drilling, probing, reaming, plowing, drudging, or even scoping. Anything that causes you to roll up your sleeves a little and dig in requires you to first connect with 811 so that you can avoid all those buried pipes, wires, and cables underground. To sum up, call or click 811 before you dig and visit safeexcavator.com for more information.
Purdue University's Center for Food Demand does a Consumer Insights report every month. A few days ago, the August survey included a question about whether folks were familiar with regenerative agriculture. Purdue Ag Econ professor Joe Balogtas.
71% of respondents in our survey, and it's nationally representative, say they're either only slightly or not at all familiar with the term regenerative agriculture.
Balogtas says that's understandable.
2% of the population works in farming, and so most consumers don't have a great sense of where their food comes from and don't need to in some sense. So it's hard to follow farm issues for typical consumers.
Once consumers have it explained, Balogtas says, they're all for it.
When we ask these same consumers, are you supportive of regenerative agriculture? Something like 73%, so about the same proportion, say they are supportive of regenerative agriculture. So that means there are people in the country who don't really know what regenerative agriculture is, but who, if you ask them, they're like, oh yeah, that sounds like a great idea.
That's Farm to Fork. I'm Darrell Anderson.
This farm market update from WRCO Radio and Brownfield is sponsored by Reedsburg Farmers Cooperative, ready to serve your seed, feed, and repair service needs.
A Central Asian farmer improved production with some Western technology. I'm Larry Lee with Agribusiness News on Brownfield. Bred to defy expectations, Pioneer brand Z-Series soybeans have the whole industry feeling their impact. Learn more at pioneer.com/new era. A dairy farmer from Kazakhstan works to improve production with Western technology. Demir Abateyev has about 2,000 dairy cattle with 570 cows currently milking. Abateyev says he's been able to increase milk production to 6 times what it was 12 years ago.
Now we got to the peak of 37 liters per cow, which is second place on the productivity in Kazakhstan. But we don't see this as a limit. We want to get technologies and learn from other countries.
Abateyev traveled to World Dairy Expo in Madison to connect and learn from other farmers and vendors.
Wisconsin is a beautiful place to visit and also to see some of the farms and meet some people with those technologies that we need, like embryos or some semen to get our genetics better.
And he says more production and higher quality is needed in Kazakhstan to meet demand and reduce the need for dairy imports.
About 30% only we cover our market with our local products. So others are imported from Russia or Belarus.
Abateyev worked with USDA's Foreign Ag Service in Central Asia to connect with U.S. farmers and genetics companies. He spoke to Brownfield during World Dairy Expo. A Central Illinois farmer says green stems are causing challenges in the soybean harvest. David Boole says the beans are ready, but the plants are not.
The beans are dry. The stems are going to cut a little hard, but I think we'll just kind of keep working on them. That's the general consensus as you talk to guys in our area.
Boole also says
maybe we contribute to a little bit with our fungicide applications, trying to keep that plant healthy.
He says above average yields and tougher cutting have most farmers in his area prioritizing soybean harvest. A market analyst says the Federal Reserve's recent 50-point cut in the interest rate might bring more investors into the commodities market. Mike North with EverAg tells Brownfield current conditions might invite more investment funds back into ag commodities.
It's not an automatic layup that they're going to just rush back in, but it invites more potential participation.
North says the funds have been able to participate in the market with less cost, even though many had a sizable position on the short side of the market.
We haven't seen them carry this all the way the other direction, and I don't think we should expect that, but we're seeing a little amplification of volatility here. So if I'm a producer, I invite that, and these rallies, if I'm a grain farmer, are a great opportunity.
North says dairy producers who have been slow to purchase feed expecting even lower prices should be very careful because export markets have responded well when prices went down. I'm Larry Lee, Brownfield.
Silage harvest season is officially underway, but are you missing a step? It's not too late to add Silosolve FC to your harvest plan. Using a silage inoculant like Silosolve FC can help preserve your investment in one of your most valuable assets, high-quality feed. Plus, for a limited time, when you buy 4 cases, you get one free.
Not using anything to preserve feed quality could be a costly decision. Ask your local silage inoculant dealer about Silosolve FC today.
You've got choices. You've got options. And selections, favorites, picks, takes, votes, preferences, leanings, whatever you call them. What's important is that you've got them. At Wiffles Hybrids, we've made our choice to remain an independent U.S. farm family-owned company, free to make the best decisions for our business and that of our customers. So make your choice, or whatever you call it, and plant your independence. Wiffles Hybrids.
Hi, it's Andrew Hoiberg from Calcium Products. Rapidly correct and maintain your soil pH with 98G pelletized limestone to protect your fertilizer investment. Applying 98G at 200 pounds per acre provides a 9.4 bushel increase on corn and a 3.1 bushel increase on soybeans. Ask your agronomist about applying 98G pelletized limestone this fall and learn more at calciumproducts.com.
A slow start for direct cash cattle and cash hog business. Hello, I'm Megan Grebner with the Ramfield Livestock Market Report. Direct cash cattle trade activity is off to a typically quiet start to the week as buyers and sellers are busy preparing for the week ahead. Bids and asking prices have yet to surface. Significant trade volume will likely hold out until sometime Thursday or Friday. Last week, live deals on the South were up mostly $186. That's a dollar higher than the prior week's weighted averages. Trust business in the North was up mostly $296, $2 higher than the previous week's weighted average basis in Nebraska. Box beef is sharply higher at midday with strong demand for light offerings. Choice up $2.79 at $305.37. Select is $2.72 higher at $290.33. In Nebraska last week, balling steer calves sold $5 to $8 higher. Yearling steers were $3 to $4 higher. Balling heifer calves were steady to $2 higher, and heifers from 700 to 900 pounds were $5 to $7 higher. The USDA says demand was moderate to good for balling calves, with good demand for yearling feeders. Buyers have been looking for calves with preconditioned shots. Medium and large one feeder steers, 500 to 549 pounds, brought $304.50 to $336.50, feeder steers 953 to 996 pounds, brought 222 to 250.50. Medium and large one feeder heifers, 500 to 544 pounds, brought 269 to 299.50. Cash hogs were not reported at midday with just a handful of sales. The trend recently has been a sluggish start to the week before processors ramp up procurement efforts and bid up to move needed numbers. Demand for U.S. pork on the global market has been strong, helping provide price support. There are some lingering concerns, though, about long-term domestic demand. The five-day rolling average for the national daily direct was $77.32. It's $78.25 at the Iowa, Minnesota, and it's $77.99 for the Western Corn Belt. Butcher hog prices at the Midwest cash markets are $5 higher at $60. At Illinois, slaughter sale prices were steady with moderate demand for moderate offerings at $56 to $68. Bears and gilts were steady with moderate demand for moderate offerings at $45 to $55. And pork values were sharply higher at midday, up $2.17 at $96.48. I'm Megan Grebner for Brownfield.
Pests are trying to turn parts of the Corn Belt into the corn rootworm belt. But DeKalb Brand says, not on our watch. Crush corn rootworm with DeKalb Brand SmartStax Pro with RNAi technology. It's the outstanding yield potential of DeKalb corn with advanced protection against corn rootworm. When pest pressure is highest, hit back your hardest. Talk to your DeKalb representative. Never settle. Read and follow pesticide label directions, grain marketing, and other stewardship practices.
AgriAmerica's mobile app has been updated to enhance your listening experience. Our mobile app now allows you to follow your favorite podcast, quickly access our streaming channel, receive push notifications for your favorite on-air reports, and more. Download the AgriAmerica app today on your Android or Apple device. Just search AgriAmerica in your respective mobile device.
Hi everyone, this is Angie from Aiders and Plame. The squirrels and other critters are getting ready for the upcoming winter. Are you? Remember last winter? How could you forget? Aiders can help you with fall fixing, from weatherization and sealing up all those drafty windows and doors, to keeping all those creepy crawlies like box elder bugs and lady beetles out of your home. And clearly the mice think winter is coming. They are plentiful and busier than ever, looking for a nice warm place to spend the winter. Now speaking of mice, there's lots of options for mouse bait, but the next time you buy some, take a minute to read the back of the box. You might be surprised. Don't worry, Aiders still stocks the good bait. Got projects? Get hardware headed this fall. With a little help from Aiders, your great big store with small town smiles.
The trees on your land are a valuable asset, and keeping them properly managed is a big responsibility. The staff at Meister Log & Lumber has been buying logs and standing timber in southwest Wisconsin since 1936. Meister's professional forest management team will help you meet your timber's potential. A win-win for all, as landowners receive green for the logs and Mother Nature stays green as well. Give professional timber manager Toby Witkowski a call at Meister Log & Lumber, 608-434-4413.
Soybeans are lower, corn, cattle, and hogs are higher. I'm John Perkins with a Brownfield Market Update. Speed wins. That's why Stein's focused on delivering higher-yielding genetics faster than the competition, and why they release more new Enlist E3 lines than any other company. Stein has yield. Soybeans are down today. U.S. harvest conditions generally look favorable, and dry parts of South America could see rain soon. Unknown did buy 172,500 tons of new crop U.S. beans this morning. November soybeans are down 3.5 at 10.34 and a quarter. January's 3.5 lower at 10.52 and a half. December bean meal $7.20 lower at 3.23.30. December soybean oils 46 points higher at 44.43. Corn's up, monitoring U.S. harvest activity and South American planting weather. Mexico purchased 155,000 tons of new crop U.S. corn. December's up 1.75 at 426 and a half, and March corn's 1.5 higher at 443 and a quarter. And wheat's higher. Most of the southern U.S. plains and parts of the Black Sea region remain dry, likely impacting winter wheat planted area. The world weather issues could lead USDA to lower its production outlook on Friday. December Chicago's up 3.75 at 593.5. December Kansas City's 5 higher at $6.03 a bushel. December Minneapolis is up 5.5 at 644. Live and feeder cattle are higher ahead of this week's direct trade. Box beef at midday was up sharply. December live's a dime higher at 187.10. February's up 20 at 188.15. November feeders are 7 higher at 249.35. January feeders are up $1.25 at 245.62. And hogs are higher, supported by cash and wholesale business. Pork's up sharply at midday. Midwest butchers are $5 higher. The major direct markets this morning were not reported. December's up a dollar and a dime at $77.25. February leans 105 higher at $80.87. John Perkins, Brownfield.
Serving the community for over 90 years. Richards Insurance, we insure your peace of mind.
Everyone has their own taste in music, and you mix your playlist to accommodate that. So why can't insurance be that way? I'm Dylan Lewis from Richards Insurance Agency. We can make sure that your home, auto, business, and life insurance is mixed just right for you. That way your playlist doesn't have any unwanted songs. You can reach us at richardsinsure.com so that we can make sure you get the right tune.
Different apples have different eating experiences. Hello, I'm Megan Grebner with Healthy Living on Brownfield. There's literally an apple variety to fit just about anyone's preferred flavor profile. Adam Brower is a Michigan apple farmer, and he shares some more information about some of the varieties he grows on their farm.
For instance, I have Midwest Apple Improvement Association, which came up with the famous Evercrisp. They have one called Ludicrisp, which is a late variety apple that tastes like Juicy Fruit gum. I have something called a Triumph, which is a cross between a Liberty Apple and a Honeycrisp. Seems pretty good. Pixie Crunch is another new player that's pretty good. Now, there is also an apple that was on patent, but if I call it Miniesca, it was formerly known as Sweet Tango. I have that on the farm. I also have an Italian apple I'm pretty excited about called a Smeralda. That's with an S. It has two pickings. It has a green picking that makes it a little more sour, and then a yellow picking, which is a little, the starch is broke down a little further and it's sweeter. We also have only available in retail market variety called the Snapdragon.
That's just a sampling of varieties. There are more than 7,500 apple varieties grown worldwide. I'm Megan Grebner with Healthy Living on Brownfield.
You've got choices. You've got options. And selections, favorites, picks, takes, votes, preferences, leanings, whatever you call them. What's important is that you've got them. At Wiffles Hybrids, we've made our choice to remain an independent U.S. farm family-owned company, free to make the best decisions for our business and that of our customers. So make your choice, or whatever you call it, and plant your independence. Wiffles Hybrids.
AgriAmerica is your premier channel for agricultural news and entertainment. AgriAmerica's online broadcast is available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, ensuring farmers and ranchers have uninterrupted access to ag weather, commodity markets, and top industry news. Listeners may also enjoy country music from generations past and present in between farm programs and during the evening hours. Tune into AgriAmerica's streaming channel at agriamerica.com.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. Hurricane Milton's now a Category 5 storm. It's expected to make